Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
Just 5 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour, the Broncos have a new owner. The Broncos entered into the purchase agreement with the Walton Penner family for a record $4.65 billion. The Rob Walton and his group, the Walmart group, that's what we'll go with. Zach Stevens joining me now from DNVR Broncos. He's our Broncos insider. Nobody does it better than Zach. Zach, my man. Hey, first things first, I'm just glad it's over. I'm ready to move on and turn this page, so to speak, and just be done with all the questions about who's going to own this team.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely, Brady. And once Rob Walton got in the race, we pretty much knew this day was going to come. It wasn't a matter of who. It was a matter of when. As long as Rob Walton wanted this team, he was going to get it. And we actually found that out from a report put out by Pro Football Talk earlier today that said Josh Harris and his group were willing to pay $5 billion for the Broncos if they had a guarantee that Rob Walton would not top that, and there was no guarantee out there. Rob Walton was going to continue to top it until it was his. Rob Walton really wanted this. And Brady, when you have $55 to $70 billion, you pretty much get what you want.
I mean, it's just like, and he has all that left over still, right? I mean, this is nothing. It's crazy to say $4.65 billion is nothing to him, right? I mean, it's absolutely insane when you look at the number, and the previous record with the Panthers was 2.275 or something like that. It's absolutely nuts.
Yeah, it's absurd. I can't even understand what this type of money is. But when you see it, it is huge. Not only record-breaking, not only the most expensive sports franchise ever sold in North America, but it is over double the previous record sales price for an NFL team. Like you said, just 4 years ago, the Panthers sold for $2.275 billion. Now the Broncos over double that at $4.65 billion. And just what is crazy about that is the Broncos and Rob Walton still have so much money left over. And so this, to me, when you look at owners, you never exactly know what an owner is going to be. But one thing you want them to have is a lot of money and a lot of power on that on their side. And that is certainly what Rob Walton brings to the table. Brady, not only is he the richest owner in the NFL at $70 billion net worth, he blows it out of the water. The next richest owner in the NFL is David Tepper of the Carolina Panthers. He's worth $16 billion.
Wow.
Rob Walton is worth four times more than the second wealthiest owner now. And he's also the third wealthiest sports owner in the entire world.
That's insane. That's just absolute insanity. Certainly puts a gigantic beacon, even more so. Broncos country's famous, obviously, anyway, being one of the top, overall franchises in the NFL. But you add this guy to the mix, my goodness. Now here's what's interesting to me, Zach. Rob Walton's, what is he? Is he 77 years old?
Exactly.
So how does this structure look like? Because obviously 77, I'm not saying he doesn't have, some great years in front of him as far as fun things he can do with the Broncos, but this seems like it's more about the group, the family, the Walton Penner family ownership, more so than just him.
Yeah, exactly. Now, Rob Walton is the guy with the very, very, very deep pockets. So he was able to say, if I want the team, it's going to be mine. But we already see a succession plan in place, Brady. Now, it's not 100% that this is what's going to be the case, but we know there's three main people involved in this in the Walter Penner family. Rob Walton, of course, is on top. Then his daughter, Carrie Walton Penner, and then her husband, who is Greg Penner. Those two are going to be running the day-to-day operation for the Broncos. They're 51 and 52 years old. They're going to be running the day-to-day operation for the Broncos under Rob Walton as the owner, the active owner of this team. And so it only makes sense that then when Rob Walton gives the team to passes it through his family, that it's going to be Kerry Walton Penner and Greg Penner who take over. And Rob Walton can do that even though he has multiple kids. It's an extremely different situation than what happened with Pat Bowlen and the trust. Pat Bowlen, pretty much all of his wealth was tied up in the Broncos, so he could not pass it just to one kid if he wanted to give all of his kids an equal share of his wealth. The team had to be sold and then divided in order for his wealth to be distributed properly. However, with Rob Walton and his couple of kids, he has $70 billion. So this $5 billion piece can be handed to one of his kids as part of a $20 billion that they're each going to get. So this isn't something where when Rob Walton passes away or decides to move on from the team and keep it in the family, he doesn't have to split it up amongst his family. And it's very clear that already in place, Kerry Walton Penner and her husband Greg Penner are going to be the ones that eventually take it over.
Well, just throwing these numbers around, Zach, billions and millions. It's, I mean, the kids, as you mentioned, like, they're going to get a giant cut of this deal, multiple millions a piece. I mean, it's just absolutely crazy to look at the numbers being thrown out here. But all right, Zach, this is a good thing then, right? I mean, you got people doing the whole Walmart shtick. We've got a lot of good Walmart jokes out there. Those are going to be fun for a while now. This is ultimately a good thing, great thing. What are your thoughts when you look at this? And obviously, we have a lot of details to work through. What kind of owner is he going to be? But you said so first thing, the money's the big deal. So is this a great deal for the Broncos?
Yeah, I certainly think so, because when you look at owners, really, you have to look at the money first and make sure that you're going to have enough cash on hand to not just build a new stadium or make upgrades to a stadium if you want, but also to do football operations. And we know the Broncos, during Pat Bowlen era, Pat would do everything he could to give the Broncos everything they needed, but the cash was sometimes very tight. That is never going to be an issue. The first order of business for Rob Walton could absolutely be giving Russell Wilson a 2 year or a 5 year, $250 million fully guaranteed contract. And why that matters to have a rich owner in order to do that is you have to put about 80% of that contract in escrow of the guaranteed amount. It's not like every team just has, you know, $200 million sitting around that they can put in escrow. Rob Walton can absolutely do that. And also, new stadium, that's going to be on the docket for Rob Walton. And here's the thing, he can afford it. He can afford a $5 billion new stadium out by DIA. And in fact, it's going to be a city out there. He can afford that. He can pay for it privately if he wants. And then you look at some of the other things beyond the money. Rob Walton has ties to Colorado. And then you also try to look at intent of this. Does it make sense for a 77-year-old with $70 billion to buy a $5 billion organization just to try to suck money out of it for the remaining 10, 20 years of his life? To me, that does not make sense. I think this is something that he is going to want to use the right way, and that is to win.
So, Zach, are you pretty sure that that's going to be one of the next, maybe not next steps, but a new stadium out by DIA? And if so, can you imagine if the Broncos can create something like we see at Coors Field, which we all know the product on the field is not great, but it's everything that surrounds it. Imagine if the Broncos had both.
And that's exactly what it would be, Brady. They would build an entire city out by DIA, Bronco Land, you can call it after John Elway. And this is something that would just it would go beyond football as well, because it would have a roof or a retractable roof. It would be the place for Broncos games, but then also it would be a place for international conventions. It would be the place to hold Super Bowls. It would be the place for massive concerts all throughout the year. And Power Field at Mile High gets used like that occasionally, but it doesn't have that draw. And so I do think this is going to be on the top of Rob Walton's priority list, is probably building a new stadium. What he could also do is he could dump hundreds of millions of dollars into Empower Field at Mile High in order to keep the team there. But it just makes more sense in the way the NFL is going with these SoFi stadiums, with these huge complexes. You move them a little bit outside of downtown, And then you just build an absolute complex around it.
That would be just absolute insanity, and in a great way. I mean, a lot of fun. Seems like it's in store for the Broncos, a very positive thing. Okay, Zach, what does this do for the future of certain guys like Joe Ellis, John Elway, even Peyton Manning?
It's a great question. Joe Ellis, he is going to hang it up and retire once this is this ownership transition is complete, which really could just take a couple of months. A month or two or three, potentially. Joe Ellis is going to step away. John Elway right now is an outside consultant to George Payton. He will remain that if he wants to be, but there was a lot of speculation about him or Peyton Manning potentially joining an ownership group. It's going to be a little tough to get into the ownership group now that it's complete and the sale is in place, but you could see, and what I would advise the Waltons to do, try to get Peyton on board in any way possible. I did mention that Greg and Kerry are going to be the day-to-day operators of the Broncos, and that is interesting because does that leave a role for Peyton to be president? Potentially, but also they may want to run the day-to-day operation. So I would like to at least see some sort of advisor role for Peyton Manning because he wants to be with the Broncos, and that would be a great first step. And John Elway, I would imagine he would stay on as an outside consultant to George Payton as long as he and George want that.
So, Zach, at the end of the day, and again, we'll see what the future holds for Manning and Elway and such, but at the end of the day, you don't foresee like any changes within this organization anytime soon that would be upsetting. Obviously George Payton's got his contract, but we always talked about that with a new owner coming in. Do they want to get a whole new era started up on their side of it? You don't foresee anything like that, and obviously moving out of the city would never happen. You don't see anything negative that would ultimately come out of this that might change things up drastically to upset Broncos country.
Moving out of the city, absolutely not. The only moving out of the city they're doing is going close to the DIA for that huge complex we talked about. And in terms of, you know, moving on from George Payton after this year, Nathaniel Hackett or making some crazy changes to the personnel or coaching department, I don't think it would happen. I would advise against it, especially the direction the organization's going. But Brady, paying George Payton his $20 million for the rest of his contract and Nathaniel Hackett, you know, $10 to $20 million the rest of his contract, that's nothing
right
to Rob Walton. So if he wants to come in here and blow things up, he absolutely could. Now, I don't think he's going to do that because it just would not make sense with the direction the team's going. And if the team keeps winning, you have to imagine that they're going to keep things in place. But that is just one thing that we don't know is a guarantee. They could have their own staff that they want to bring in. And it's their team now, and they just paid almost $5 billion for it. So it could happen. That's something that I do not want to write and discount away, but I don't think it will happen because it just wouldn't make sense.
Yeah, I'm with you, too. I think with me, it's almost like this stress of when a new owner or manager comes in to run a company or something, and you're like, okay, things are going well, but maybe they want to put their own spin on it. They want to do it quickly. But I tend to agree. I think it would be crazy if there were any major decisions as far as that goes. Speaking of a major decision, how about Russell Wilson, Zach? At some point, the Broncos are going to have to decide if they want to he wants to be the highest paid dude, doesn't he, at this stage? You know, you tweeted it last night. They're going to have the money to do all of that. That won't be an issue, obviously, salary cap and such. But my question to you, is Russell Wilson, does he warrant the kind of money that he's ultimately going to want?
Absolutely. Any quarterback that is even close to that top group warrants that, and you cannot let them go. And Russell Wilson, we can argue if he's, you know, the seventh best quarterback, the third best quarterback in the NFL. He is certainly close enough to that top tier, if not in that top tier, where you pay that. Brady, you don't mess around with contract negotiations. You don't try to upset him. What he asks for is what he gets. And it's crazy to say because you can't approach every position like that or you wouldn't be able to field the team. But with Russell Wilson, we've learned it the past 5 years. You have to have an elite quarterback. And also, the price of quarterbacks is only going up. We thought it was crazy when Brock Osweiler got $16 million from the Houston Texans. We thought it was crazy when Jimmy Garoppolo got $27 million from the San Francisco 49ers. We didn't think it was necessarily crazy when Patrick Mahomes got the 10-year, $450 million contract, or half a billion dollar contract because he's Patrick Mahomes. But those numbers were nuts. And now Everyone thought it was crazy that Deshaun Watson got 5 years, $230 million, fully guaranteed. And by the way, that was crazy that he got that.
That was
what a
crazy
nightmare
the
Browns are in right now. But that shows you, a guy that hasn't played for a year has so many allegations against him. He still got $230 million. The longer they wait, someone else is going to get a new deal for $300 million. It's time to sign Russ up right when Rob Walton takes over. There's no reason to wait.
So is that true then, Zach? Russell, ultimately, that's what he's going to want, is to be paid more than Aaron Rodgers? Is that where you see him, or is he going to be okay in the top three, top five category?
Yeah, I think he's just going to have to reset the market. And that's not speaking for Russ personally, but that is just when you look at all these quarterbacks, none of them take discounts except for Tom Brady, which is just wild that he did that for so long. But these quarterbacks, you reset the market if they're even close. Now, if you're an average quarterback, okay, you're not going to reset the market. But if you're even borderline top 10, you're probably resetting the market.
Yeah, wow. Well, there's a lot of... listen, at the end of the day, Zach, it's exciting. There's a lot of excitement surrounding this. Maybe if Russell Wilson isn't here and you're dealing with Drew Lock or Teddy Bridgewater and we're talking about the ownership situation, there would still be a sense of uneasiness, wouldn't it? I mean, we'd be going, okay, this is great, but what about the on-field product? But now that you mix this in with Russell Wilson and a new coach and a fairly new GM, there is this wonderful sense of newness and fresh start for this Broncos organization that I think ultimately fans should be pretty pumped about.
Oh, 100%. And just look, the Broncos in a two-year span have a new owner, GM, head coach, and quarterback, and you can make a very legitimate case that all four of those are significantly better this year than they were 2 years ago. And Brady, on top of that, Russell Wilson is going to make Rob Walton look like a really good owner to start off. He's going to make Nathaniel Hackett look like a really good coach, just like Aaron Rodgers did in Green Bay with Matt LaFleur. Matt LaFleur, the winningest head coach in his first 3 years in the NFL. We don't know how good Matt LaFleur is of a coach. At least I don't know how good he is. If you dropped him on another team, how good would he actually be? We don't know, but he doesn't have to apologize for that. And that's what's going to happen with Nathaniel Hackett, George Payton, and also Rob Walton. Is they're all going to look great. And so the initial era of all of these guys is going to look really darn good, and they're going to be given the benefit of the doubt after that.
Well, a lot of cool stuff, man. Zach, appreciate you as always, my man. Exciting times. I know you were up into the morning hours working on stories left and right. You are one of the hardest working guys in this industry. Appreciate your time as always, and we'll look to catch up. And we didn't even talk really OTAs, but when you have this kind of news surrounding the Broncos, it's hard to talk about anything else. I got about 20 seconds. How's Jerry Jeudy doing?
Not good. Oof. He limped off the field with what he said was a groin injury on Monday. Returned to practice, but in sweats, did not practice. So that's something we're going to follow. He should be shut down for the rest of the offseason and get him ready for camp.
All right, my man. Well, we'll be following you for updates on the latest. Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos. We'll catch up with you soon, okay?
Right on. Thanks for having me on, Brady.
Thanks, man. Zach, great guy. Man, he's doing fantastic work. This stuff, he was all over it with Rob Walton. He's all over it with OTA's information, Russell Wilson. So there he is. If you missed any portion of our interviews, our segments, whatever, you can check him out at thewholeshow.com or 1310kfka.com. I'm going to have Sean Keeler from the Denver Post on a little bit later on in the show. His headline, actually coming up at 12:30 there, Jade's headline in the Post last night was about David Roddy, who is working out with the Nuggets. Exciting times. His headline was, Nuggets need mean. CSU Rams star David Roddy wants to be Draymond Green of Gen Z. Could it be match made in NBA draft heaven? Which leads us to our Method Flow Products poll question of the day. The Nuggets are drafting at number 21. Should they take Roddy at number 21? Is it too high? We'll talk about it next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, live from the Allo Communications Studios, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Keep it tuned to Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA for Preps Baseball.